December 3, thankful for every moment. I will not leave thee comfortless, I will come to you. John 14:18. Although I did not have good sleep during the night, my peace was like a river. The love of Jesus flows in my heart, and I do love him, and my heart flows out in grateful thanksgiving. The preciousness of divine truth presents itself with such clearness and force to my mind that I long to express it to all that I can reach, to comfort and encourage them with the consolation wherewith I myself also am comforted. I feel not the slightest depression of spirits. Pleasant views and ideas present themselves to me like precious views of gold, and my heart is all aglow, and I feel an ardor of souls that seems longing to express itself. In reading the Scriptures, light seems to shine upon every letter. Sentences seem so fresh and new and important, and my heart is in complete harmony with the whole. I am thankful every moment, even when awake at night and unable to sleep. I know in my daily experience that the Holy Spirit is present as I read His Word, planting the truth in the heart that it may be expressed in the life and character to others. The Spirit of God takes the truth from the sacred page where He Himself has placed it and stamps it on the soul. What holy joy, what hope and consolation can be ours to impart to others. I attended the afternoon meeting at Ballarat, New South Wales, Australia, and there were more people present to hear the word than I expected. I spoke from John 14:15-24. The Lord gave me words to speak to the people, to present before them the precious assurances that Christ has given to all those who know and do His commandments. Jesus asks an evidence of their love to Him. If ye love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. If it were not possible for us to keep His commandments, why does He speak words to us of this kind? Now the following verse opens to us a treasure of knowledge. And I will pray the Father, although I may be absent from you, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Verse 16. Is not this promise sure? Can any words from the lips of God's only begotten Son make it more decided and positive? Manuscript 2, December 3, 1893, Diary.